I'm Cynthia James, and this network is about changing lives one woman at a time. This is Women Awakening, and I'm your host, Cynthia James. We are here to introduce you to women that inspire me and that are change makers, because I really believe it's a time of women emerging and that we are changing our lives, our families, our communities, our neighborhoods, and this world, one woman at a time. I hope that you will subscribe. We're on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, iHeart. You can find us lots of places and come back every week. And I'll talk more about that at the end. But today, I get to introduce you to someone that's very dear to my heart. Her name is Lisa Haas. She's been assisting business owners and leaders for over 20 years in sales and marketing. She has a master's degree in organizational leadership, specializing in learning and performance. And her marketing coaching programs help organizations organize, plan, execute, and optimize marketing efforts for lead generation and brand awareness. She has a special background in social media, which is where I met her, and she rocked my world with it. And she's run her own agency for almost a decade, concentrating on online marketing and reputation management. Then she left that organization to help scale a direct marketing business. Today, she's back in the community to serve local business leaders with a great marketing strategy and coaching. Hello. Welcome, hi. Lisa.
Thank you for having me, Cynthia. It's really delightful to be with you today.
Well, I'm really happy that you're here. You know, Lisa is also one of our instructors in the Academy of Women Emerging, and she teaches marketing to our entrepreneurs. So before we get deep dive into all of what you're doing and how you do it, tell us where you came from. You know, what's your background? A lot of people think that successful women just, you know, dropped into it without any work or any challenges that they had to overcome. So what was your background?
Oh boy, my background. Well, I moved around a lot as a child. So I think I learned a lot about perseverance and persistence. We moved probably 20 times before I was done with high school. So I was consummately the new kid. And I think what that has provided me is the ability to step into other people's shoes. I believe it provides some empathy in terms of feeling uncomfortable in your scenario or in your environment. The survival was a big part of my childhood. So I do provide some credit to my success, to some of that childhood angst, so to speak, that arose. Now, as a professional and as an adult, I also moved around a little. I was just kind of seeking what was my purpose in the world and how was I going to fit in a bigger way. I spent 15 years in restaurants initially, and then I spent 20 years, as you just mentioned, in sales and marketing. Non-traditional college student, so I didn't graduate until I was about 30. And then I'm just finishing up this master's degree. So education has certainly been a cornerstone in really evolving myself, because I believe knowledge is power. And my background is really about how much knowledge can I gain? How can I take that information and assimilate it in a way that's meaningful and bring it out back to the community to help and serve?
Yeah, well, that's incredible. And I witnessed that with you. And I, you know, as I said, you know, you helped me, you know, because I was one of those people that somebody came and said, oh, I love you, let me do social marketing for you and social media. And I'm like, okay, great. But I knew nothing about it, neither did they. So I want to just start kind of at the basics. Marketing is a scary word for people, especially women. You know, we're afraid of it. We think it's too much. We don't want to be visible. We think we could get hurt by it. What is marketing and why is it important for us?
That's a great question. It's a good place to start as well. Marketing is simply the activity of letting people know what you have, a value offering, a product, a service that will assist them in some way, shape, or form. It's an important activity in business in that if no one knows about you, you will never grow. You will never create the income that you want, the life that you want, if you aren't willing to place your products and services in front of individuals with a value statement and remember that you're in service to those individuals. Marketing is an activity that flows through the entire organization as well. It's your brand, it's your core values, it's your mission. All of those things are interwoven with how do you answer the phone? How do you put a sticker on a package so that it looks nice and aesthetically valued? All the way to the follow-up after someone becomes a customer or a client. It's really your care program. Marketing is really about how do I love you? And how can my thing provide value out here in some way? And how do I place it in front of those individuals who need it most?
Yeah. You know, I mean, when you say it like that, it's like, oh yeah, that's what it is. But I think when you know, we've noticed even in our AHA program, you know, when we bring it in, the women instantly go into overwhelm. I think it's because they think they need to know it all and do it all right. But if you were to say that there were three things that were important for women to know about marketing, what would you say they are?
The very first, and I'm going to say this to all entrepreneurs who might be listening, promotion is the last component of marketing. It is not the first. Mm-hmm. And often people, when I get a phone call, they say they want to put something out in the world for promotional efforts. And they haven't taken the time to understand truly what marketing is and all the components to it. That's number one. Number two, you do not need to know everything, just like you don't need to know everything in your business. You just need to know enough to direct and control, to delegate it out and know if it's working, to ask for what it is that you need. That's where your education should come in as you learn more about this particular critical role in your business, that you don't need to know how to run Google advertising. You need to know how to hire the right individual and what does success look like. That is a way more better use of time, energy, and resources. I see a lot of people spend money in places and they don't know what they're even looking for. Social media was a great example, especially 10 years ago when I first got started in it and nobody knew what they were doing. The third is really coming up with a strategic goal. Like, what is the goal you're trying to accomplish? Who are the people that you really want to serve and where are they? I hear marketers and business people and women consistently throw money at places where they think they're supposed to market instead of doing the research and understanding where will those people be. Think about the Roman times when everyone would come into town to exchange goods. One person would have corn, the next one would have eggs, the other one would have cheese. You wouldn't go out to the middle of some field where no people are located to sell your chickens, right? You would go to where the people congregate. So I think understanding that piece before you put tactics in place is critical.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting that you say that because I don't think I understood first and foremost, what was the problem I was solving? Who was my ideal client? And why was I the one to give it to them, the thing that they needed? And that thing that you talked about, spending so much money, just kind of throwing money away because you don't have the structure in place is essential. Mm-hmm. So I happen to know that you are in the middle of reinventing your way of being and the way in which you support people. You're in a transition. So the first thing before we get into what that is, you know, what do you think is the most challenging thing for people in the middle of a transition?
That's a really good question. often when you're in transition, you may not yet have the vision of what you're going to create. You merely feel the draw that something else is calling you, which has been my experience. I went back to school because I was a little bored with what I was doing. I felt there was more in the world for me to do, and I was stuck. And so I went back to school so I could seek what that could be. Mm-hmm. Now, my patience, restlessness, the unknowing, you know, the unknowing is always a fearful thing, or at least it can be. When you begin to shift your mindset into the unknowing is merely undiscovered opportunity, it's a much better place to come from an energetic point of view. But just the fear of walking one foot in front of the other, where you let go of what you were, or the structures, the patterns, the habits, the things that you do every day in life, and you begin to transition yourself into other activities, other purposes, other strategies, that leap of faith, the literally the empty space from one rock to the other, can be intimidating. I have transitioned a lot in my life. I've had a lot of different careers, a lot of different interests. And the one thing I can honestly say is that we always land somewhere. And so just continuing to have faith that you land in the place you're supposed to be and continue to listen to your heart will guide you. It's smarter than we think it is. The heart is a very intelligent little organ. And if you just listen to it and listen to your gut, the transition may feel scary, but you will end up on the other side, a bigger, brighter, more wonderful imagination than you could, or wonderful person than you could have ever imagined. Like, it's really incredible. It's a really incredible experience.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And I think that that just applies to life itself. You know, can you trust the process? Can you trust that whatever's calling you, that there's a delivery system? Can you trust that there's something powerful that can only come through you the way it needs to come through? And I love that. But I guess I want to say, I'd love to talk just a little bit about being a woman in business. You know, it's been an interesting journey for me, mm-hmm. You know, first of all, to understand that I didn't know what I didn't know. And second of all, how do I operate? What's the line I have to cross so that I'm not too aggressive, but I'm not, you know, you can't walk over me, you know, and you deal a lot with women in business. So talk to me a little bit about what you've noticed about women who struggle to be in business.
A great question. I think women specifically have some specific challenges that should be addressed. First thing I notice is that as small children and through most of our education, we're often told to be quiet. And when you are in business, you cannot be quiet. This is part of the reason why people and women specifically are scared to market. You have to be noisy. You have to go to where the people are and make noise. I also feel that women have been told many times in their life to be small. And one of the things I'm consistently coaching is to think bigger. Recently was coaching one of my clients, a woman who is highly successful. She's been in business for several years. She's comfortable, but she doesn't know what to do next. And so we started talking exit strategies. And I brought up the idea of selling her company. And it was the first time it had occurred to her that selling her company could be an exit strategy. It's that kind of small thinking that I think is a real challenge for women. We are just as capable. We are sometimes more capable because we're so good at the multitask and sort of taking the hits of life with grace and a smile. Because we are told not to be aggressive, we don't go after the money that we deserve. We don't speak up for ourselves. Now I'm seeing this emerge and change. And the younger generations, even my fellow Xers and my boomers and all of us are starting to shift to see that it is okay to be seen. It is okay to be heard, and that it's required, and that that thinking big is an okay thing to be when you're a woman in business. We are capable. We are skilled. We are smart. And that is, I believe, one of the things that is emerging for me as my next purpose to get very loud about, to really empower women to step out of the shadows and let's go out here and be great together.
I just love that. You know, like I said at the beginning, I think women are emerging, and it's like finding our voices and bringing our light and shining is like the call, you know, call from the universe. You know, I guess I'm wondering, what is for you the biggest thing as you take your next step? What's the biggest thing for you?
What's the biggest thing for me as a woman in business? Is that the question?
Or life. You can. Or life.
That's a good question as well. I think my biggest challenge is making sure that I step into this new place with proper boundaries, with good self-care and love for myself. It's work hard doesn't mean that I have to sacrifice myself. And in previous businesses, because I've owned a couple now, it was a burn it from both ends until I fell apart. And I really am not interested in operating that way anymore. Good boundary and understanding, you know, that work is done at a certain time and that life is fun. And if I'm in a space where those things aren't in alignment, I need to reexamine. And retooling myself with more healthy patterns and ways of approaching boundary and approaching self-care and love for myself and allows me to open in ways that I have never done before. And that's a little scary. But at the same time, I've got so much out here that I want to do and be that I can't let that fear be the thing that stops me. So I put up my chin and I trust that I will find the things along the path that I need to continue to propel me forward so I can truly serve these amazing women out here who just need to be reminded that your voice is beautiful and your product is worth it. And let's go tell everyone about it and get you successful in the way that you want to be successful.
I love that. Because what you're really talking about is the whole woman, is the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, the whole woman. And from there, we all get to soar. I love that. So before I ask you my last question, which I always ask every guest, would you tell our people how to find you?
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned I was in transition, so I'm still putting up a website. So Lisa M. Haas, that's HAAS.com, will be coming shortly. You can also find me on LinkedIn. That's probably the easiest way to find me in a professional manner. I'm Lisa Haas one in that world. Honestly, if you go out to Google and put Lisa Haas social media Denver, you'll find me all over the place. So feel free to reach out via the LinkedIn would probably be the easiest one at this stage of the game. And connect. Let's connect. I love community. I love introducing individuals to people. I love to network and I love to be resourceful. So if people fit into those words, I would love to invite you into my world.
Awesome. Well, you know, you totally changed my world and my outlook about marketing and social media and being visible. So I'm very grateful to you.
Thank you for the chance.
So the last question is the same one I always ask. What is the one thing you want women to know about awakening?
It's time. It is time. It is time for us to come together and make this world into the vision that we all know it is capable of. We are half this population of this planet, and it is time for us to step into that 50% role all the way with everything that we've got.
Beautiful. All right, ladies, you heard it. It's time. It is time now. Thank you, Lisa Haas. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your brilliance. I'm so grateful.
I'm grateful for you too, Cynthia. Thank you very much for the conversation today.
So ladies, we do these every week. I introduce you to amazing women who have had a vision and a dream and they've stepped into it. So come back every week, you know, subscribe to us. You know, we're on YouTube as well. And really, you know, pay attention to what these women are saying. They're giving you extraordinary tips on how to soar in your life. I'm grateful to be your host. I'm grateful to be here. And I want you to know that you are magnificent. You are dynamic. You are mighty. There is no one like you. You are an original imprint. It's time for you to soar. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.